You're listening to Radically Pragmatic, a podcast from the Progressive Policy Institute. We talk with lawmakers, policy experts, and thought leaders about the issues driving the news nationally and internationally. The Progressive Policy Institute is a catalyst for policy innovation and political reform with offices in Washington, D.C. and Brussels. Its mission is to create radically pragmatic ideas for moving America beyond ideological and partisan deadlock. We encourage analytical conversations, not your typical partisan talking points.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Curtis Valentine with the Reinventing America Schools podcast, Rob's Reports podcast with the Progressive Policy Institute. I am here in New Orleans for Essence Fest, and I am on location with our The Future is Woman podcast series, an amazing collection of men and women in education who are just killing it. And my guest today is one of them. Steph Walters, who I've known through social media. Steph Walters TV, Steph Walters everywhere. And so I was so glad to have opportunity to sit with her and for you to hear from her, this Reinventing America Schools audience. Welcome.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
So tell us, what have you done so far since you've been here in New Orleans?
Wow. What haven't I done? No. It's been such a good time. So we did leadership journeys yesterday, which was incredible with EdChoice and Big Picture. Of course, you know, you got to go to a couple different parties and events. I mean, there's so much going on down here aside from the concerts, just things happening at convention centers. I think I've done a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And here we are right now doing this.
No, great. Again, the beauty of this podcast is we learn about new people, but also new stories about them. So there are folks who are going to listen to this podcast who know of you, who know some of your work, but it's always an opportunity to learn something else. And so for those who don't know, tell us about yourself, your organization, and what about what you do most excites you?
Yeah, so I am the Director of Engagement and Communications for Yellow, which is a nonprofit founded by Pharrell Williams. And so we are his education nonprofit. Our whole mission is to even the odds through education. And so we have opened a school in Norfolk, Virginia. So you guys know, if you don't know yet, Virginia Beach is Pharrell's hometown. So in one of the cities adjacent to that. And right now we serve students in grades 4 through 7. And so we have an incredible staff over there at Yellow Hab. That's the name of the school. It is a private, independent micro school, full day school, tuition free for historically marginalized students. If you're unfamiliar with the area, the demographic in Norfolk, it is a high historically marginalized population. A lot of gentrification is happening, and so that's the main reason why we wanted to focus on that Norfolk area. My job as a Director of Engagement Communications is I oversee a lot of our local and national partnerships. When we have, you know, partners come in and say, hey, how do we promote what we're doing, or how do we get engaged with you all, how do we activate in the community, kind of help spearhead some of that, and then I lead all of our comms and social media and all that fun stuff, you know, that or stuff that looks fun. And excited to just be leading that work because we're really trying to just change like the face of education and what education looks like. You know, I think sometimes we get stuck in these, okay, you have to sit in the chair, you have to sit at the desk, sit in the classroom, but what does learning look like outside of the classroom? And not just for students, but also for their families and also for the entire community. So that's just been exciting about the work that I lead in education. And I also have a degree in broadcast journalism.
Okay.
Hampton University, the real HU.
Okay, them so pirates. All right now, okay.
Television, so hosting TV shows, producing TV shows, leading a lot of work in that. So I'm excited about the journey that I'm taking there as well.
No, shout out to HBCUs, a proud Morehouse man.
Yeah.
I was on my way to Hampton. It's a long story. We won't get into that. But ended up in Atlanta. Were you headed somewhere else?
No, I was like, you went the total opposite of Hampton. You went to Morehouse.
Oh, yeah.
I always joke about the ratio of women to men at Hampton University.
Yeah, well, again, shout out to Pharrell. Shout out to Virginia. I'm a Virginia native as well. My family's originates from some Southern Virginia, but so glad to hear men and women with his platform getting involved in education and micro school. We had a great guest in our previous podcast who's leading micro schools in Arizona. Amazing. So how does the work that you do, the work at Yellow, really center the experience of Black women? We're here at Essence Fest, really opportunity to really elevate the voices and experiences of Black women. How does the work that you do on a day-to-day basis center the experience of Black women?
Yeah, wow, I love that question because all of our headquarters staff are women of color. There's a lot of people who work in For Us Camp that are women, but specifically at Yellow, it is all women of color, and his other nonprofit, Black Ambition, the same thing, it's all women of color. And so I think when you put Black women in positions of leadership, you're already centering the work and the worth and the value of Black women, because it's one of those things, you know, you hear the statements like, listen to Black women, trust Black women, you have to be able to do all those things to help them lead your organizations. And even the things that we do in the community, obviously, you know, our community, the demographic is made up of men and women, but when you think about the demographic of students that we serve, it's a lot of single mothers leading those households, or it's grandmothers raising those children. And so when you are able to provide opportunities and resources for them to flourish personally and professionally, it helps center what they're doing so they can better serve their households.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I mean, and someone in that position understands some of the background that a lot of folks just don't know about, yeah. Some of the things that people aren't maybe as open to discuss. Yeah. And maybe you just, if you had that experience, you know, before you, I think we're in a space now, people say, it feels good to be able to get something without asking for it. Just if you know I need it, then maybe you shouldn't wait for me to ask for it. Just say, hey, I think you need, would you like to, give me the opportunity to say no, but at least if you know I need it. And so I think that's important that people in those spaces know that and have that experience. So we're here at Essence Fest again. I was here last year. And it is, people call it a reunion. To me, it's like a homecoming. I went to college in Atlanta in the 90s. It's definitely giving late 90s Atlanta vibes. There's a documentary coming out about some experiences there. We're not going to talk about that. I will not be in that documentary. I claim it, you know. So why are gatherings like Essence Fest important to you and your work?
Oh, I think gatherings like Essence Fest are important because oftentimes we're not taught to celebrate our culture and celebrate who we are. Mm-hmm. And Essence Fest is the ultimate celebration of Blackness and Black women and bringing the best of the best here. And when you think about the work in education, like, you're leading so many things with, like, Black women in education. Like, whether you're in specifically in the education field or not, you're educated on a specific subject in a specific topic area. And so when you think about coming to somewhere like Essence and being around so much excellence and so many other people who just want to connect and grow and do better and just have a good time, this is like the place where you can have all those things at once. You don't have to feel guilty for, oh yeah, I'm college educated, I'm having a good time, I'm a professional, but I also want to go to this party, I want to hang out and dance to Juvenile. We were just talking about the 25-year anniversary and back that thing up. It's, you don't have to shrink who you are. You can be all of these things.
Yeah.
And having other people on the outside looking in can say, like, oh, these women and these people are so multifaceted. Yeah, she works in education, but she also does this, and she's also that, and she's also into this. I think it's just a really big celebration of who we are.
Yeah, I mean, it's we come from the era, you know, work hard and play hard. And so oftentimes we do a lot more of the work hard, and not so much as the releasing and the connecting, which obviously is happening here.
One of the things that we promote the work hard, but we don't really, like, we kind of hide from the play hard, or we don't show that aspect. But when you think about that, like, what are we showcasing and demonstrating to the next generation, that you're just supposed to work and be rigid and not be able to have fun? We're modeling the example. And I think now this generation and things like that, when you come down here in Essence, you're like, oh, you can be both
in
all of these things.
Yeah, that's outstanding. I think so. My wife is a subscriber to Essence magazine. I read it. I'm listening to the stories, and oftentimes the stories are concentrating on celebrities, which obviously sells magazines. There's also clearly a concentration on business, Black women in business, and Black women who are in sort of creative spaces. And so the question sort of being in education and being in spaces that really centered around youth, what do you think, how should Essence Magazine, Essence Fest, tell stories about the students, the people you serve and the work that you do in, differently? Or do you think that they're actually doing a good job of telling the story of those who are in your space?
Yeah, gosh, I think it's kind of twofold. I think they are doing a good job in telling stories in a way that makes people feel connected. I think that is the key to a lot of, especially when you think about a media outlet and publications like Essence. People want to feel connected. People want to feel like they can relate to what's happening. And so on that front, I do think they're doing a great job in making people feel connected to whatever it is that they're interested in through the magazine. I think when it comes to education, I think it's more so on us, the people who are building the education foundations in the schools, to appeal a little bit more to like the publications like Essence and all these other things out there. Because for so long, like, education isn't sexy to talk about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people want things that sound appealing. And I don't mean appealing in a way where you have to kind of sugarcoat what's really happening, but think about how we are transforming education. Like, for us at Yellow, like, you have 5 women of color leading an education nonprofit for a celebrity. Okay, talk about the backgrounds of these women and how they got there, because all of our journeys have been so different. I'm like, I have a degree in broadcast journalism, and I'm, working in an education nonprofit. Like, how do these careers translate into education?
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you get down to the bottom of the organizations, I think it's a responsibility on us as the organization to keep putting ourselves out there and connecting with the brands like Essence. And then it's also on the organizations like Essence to say, hey, let's maybe go into a field like education and talk about how they're shifting the next generation of youth and of the, culture of communities. I think there's a twofold part here. It's a partnership.
Yeah. I mean, the platform is so strong. Storytelling, the journalism, the writing. I studied English literature in college, and so I'm always like interested in just the articles and learning more about, I think, the journey. You mentioned earlier sort of this idea of, we can learn so much from people's journeys. What'd you study in college, and whether you still do that, or what your transition is, and them really getting behind, sort of the title, but get into the backstory. Cause I think that's where a lot of young people can benefit most. I think oftentimes you'll see the influencer on social, you'll see the celebrity, mm-hmm. and this sort of this sense of a microwave community. Yeah. I'll just get that point. Well, no, this person fell down, got up 20 times before they got to this point. And they got to the field of education or business or entertainment through a journey.
Yeah. And I think the field of education, it's so interesting you mentioned, this microwave situation, right? There's no highlight reel in education. Other fields, I feel like you can post and it looks great. But for us, even with Yellow, a lot of people in our area know, but we used to be called another organization called From One Hand to Another.
Mm.
And we were in the education field with that for 10 years. So we ran STEAM summer camps, free summer camps for kids in the area, all around Hampton Roads area. And then we expanded to different parts of the country. So that was us 10 years before that. And then, and that's before social media even got really, really big, So now we came back out and we dissolved that organization and then rebranded as Yellow because it's a bigger mission and we actually wanted to have a school and have a longer impact on a student's, educational career. And it's like, oh, hey, who's this new organization? What's this new nonprofit that Pharrell's launching? It's like, yeah, we're a new name, but we've been in
Yeah, we've been,
name,
been doing it.
Everybody doesn't see that story. So yeah. We've had this really good foundation of building and knowing what it's like to partner with different divisions and work with educators. And granted, it was on the summer camp 6-week scale, but it's still, we've been in the game and we've got some skin in the game in that aspect, but you don't see it. You just see all the good kind of exciting things that are happening now.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I think it's important that, we appreciate what we've done, but also be mindful that we all can do better. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious, What are some stories, what are some voices that gatherings like Essence Fest are missing? I mean, you are serving a community, as you mentioned, in the Norfolk area. You're giving parents a better opportunity than they had before, benefiting people of color. But then we come here and we see, you know, again, stories of entertainers, obviously, influencers. Can Essence Fest do a better job of telling the stories of folks like your parents at your school, or the mothers who are going through the process, the mothers in particular? But what can platforms like Essence Fest do a better job of telling stories about?
Yeah, I mean, I think tracks around education could be helpful. I think the tricky part about that is too, is because demographically, stuff is happening different in education everywhere, right? So for instance, down here in New Orleans, I'm not too familiar with how their school systems and things are set up, but I'm sure they're going through something different than us in Hampton Roads, than in New York, like where charters are able to happen, where, you know, the population might be, you know, you go to Washington State and it's all like, you know, indigenous. So I think there is a common ground to have those type of conversations, because at the core, and COVID really showed us this, education is suffering all around. It doesn't matter where you live. So I think just maybe tracks focused on education, but also having the decision makers in the room who can help push those things at the state and local and the really high legislative levels could be really beneficial. I mean, I know this is, when you think about it, it's called a festival of culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have a festival of culture without talking about education and the history of where we've come from and how to get to an even greater space in the future.
Yeah, I mean, black folks, black women in particular, have had a tremendous impact on the culture of education, mm-hmm. on literacy, and pushing literacy post emancipation, during Reconstruction, the creation of HBCUs and the roles that women played, that I think the more I learn, especially when I learn something, I'm like, I just want to tell someone, like, did you know this? Did you hear about this person? And obviously we have the Mary McLeod Bethunes, and we have, you know, women who often get highlighted in education, but there's so many more who deserve recognition.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. There are so many dope women in education who are leading the work. And it's so funny, me and our vice president of learning were talking, and it's, you know, you have a lot of these like celebrity-led foundations. So, you know, we have like ours at Yellow, you've got LeBron, you've got Russell Wilson, you've got Diddy and some other people. And it's amazing because it's so nice that their voices and their personas and their celebrity is actually helping to bring awareness into education, right? On the back end, you also have a lot of black women who are leading those organizations. And so being able to have those conversations, like, hey, they're trusting black women to lead the work,
yeah.
who are incredibly like knowledgeable and passionate about this work. How do we tell those stories?
Yeah. Now this has been a great conversation. So the question is, so what's your next move? What are you working on? What are you excited about? What should folks look forward to coming from you and Yellow in the coming weeks, months?
I'm so excited with Yellow in terms of just getting out there and getting our voice out there and just spreading what we're doing and letting people know who we are. So yes, we have our school in Norfolk, but we're also building this just community of people, right? We do these conversations that started on Instagram Live called Bright Sparks.
Mm.
And it was a way to just connect people who are doing impactful work in their field. And so that has grown so much to now we do them actually live in person.
Wow.
So we do them live in person, and we have a panel of people, and it's like to build communities, to build conversation. And I think that's the first step to even getting action done, is you gotta have a conversation. And so we do these in-person events, these Bright Sparks Live, and then the last half of the evening is a networking and mixer opportunity. Because sometimes you go to these panels, you're like, okay, great, now I get to leave, but I want to connect with the people. I want to talk about what I just heard and see, hey, how can our organization help you and vice versa? So we're we're looking at being able to bring those now like to a more national scale in different markets. So really excited about that. Obviously our school is continuing to grow. So every year we are following our students. So right now we're group student, we're grades 4 through 7. Long term, we want to have a K through 12 component. Mm-hmm. And then even longer term, we want the Yellow Hab schools to pop up around the country. So that's exciting. Obviously we know that is a long runway down because as you know, the work in education is sometimes at a snail's pace.
A little bit, yeah.
So that's really exciting. And then just personally, I mean, just working in media and being able to come, you know, to events like Essence and amplify the message that's happening. And I have a TV show called Before Brunch where I amplify the voices of women. And we talk about topics that, you know, you don't really talk about out loud. And some of the things you want to keep with your girlfriends. But hey, let's talk about these with other women because we're all going through the same things. And I'm the type of person, I never want another woman to feel alone, like she's by herself. And so the tagline for the show is women pouring into each other and then their glasses. So let's tackle this issue that we can celebrate.
Super cool. Please, folks listening in, check for that. Before I let you go, again, you have a platform. Who are some women who you think deserve more attention? So I want to get the opportunity to shout them out. Any names, any folks you think deserve more attention in the space education that you're working in?
Yeah, I think, honestly, our whole team at Yellow, for sure. We have our Vice President of Learning, Dr. Shamika Gerald. We have our Executive Director, Stacey Owsley. We have our Special Projects, Anita Patel.
Say that.
We have our Executive Assistant, Pamela Tamir. We have some incredible teachers at Yellow Hab, Brandy Wright. We have Kimberly Horton. We have so many incredible people on our team.
Yeah.
I think even with Black Ambition, Felicia Hatcher, who's leading that work in entrepreneurship, there's some incredible people that I'm just excited to even be around. I'm not an expert in education, I'll tell you that right now, but to be surrounded by a bunch of women who we can all be thought leaders together, it just makes like the world a better place.
Say that. Well, shout those women out. So hopefully we have one of them on our show moving forward. And so we want to give them opportunities and platforms. So again, thank you so much for joining me today on the Rise Reports podcast. Steph Walters, you'll be hearing her name a lot more in this space. I'm so glad she could join me for this episode of our The Future is Woman series for our podcast. We are here in New Orleans at Essence Fest. Again, I'm Curtis Valentine, and thank you all for joining us for this episode of our podcast. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Want to learn more about the Progressive Policy Institute? Follow us on Twitter at PPI and on Facebook at Progressive Policy Institute, or go to our website at progressivepolicy.org. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen and check back for new episodes. We'll talk with you soon.